نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله الباب والله اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما
Sicknesses, difficulties, sorrows, issues, tragedies. This is the, you can say, commonplace experience in our life. Some or other tragedy or problem or some or other difficulty, some or other issue a person is involved in. Maybe suddenly, today, you don't know, sickness may come, difficulty may come, or if you need something, you have a desire inside you, and you want the completion of that. For all of these things, there's a very great solution that is present. Whatever difficulty, whatever problem, whatever sickness, however the circumstances are negative, whatever you require, whatever desire you have, want, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that has given a brilliant solution. Immediately you attain that thing you want. Immediately that difficulty will end. And what is that? What is the solution for this? In the Quran the solution is present. In the ahadith the solution is present, alhamdulillah. It's not that today someone's mentioning it or today someone's telling us for this. It's present there, it's visible in the Quran. It's explained clearly. What is that? أدعوني أستجب لكم. دعاء. Such a fantastic thing is دعاء. Such a great asset is دعاء. That all the things I've just mentioned to you, the issues, for all of those, دعاء solves them. Doesn't matter how big a difficulty, how big a sorrow, how big a difficulty, how severe the circumstances, how severe is the illness. دعاء is such a thing that with that, the issues disappear. Whatever you want from Allah, you want to ask. Because you have needs, innit? We're human being. Allah has created everything. So for that, what a beautiful solution Allah has given. Allah says, Ad'uni, do dua to me. What a brilliant solution. In the hadith, it stated that dua is such a thing. Allah Ta'ala says, Allahumma iftali abwab bi rahmatik. That as soon as a person does dua, Allah says, open my doors of mercy for that person. Tell me what else is left after that. That if you raise your hands to ask, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this is a sahih hadith. So how? We cannot believe in this. So what's the issue? Allah Ta'ala says, the solution is then that the doors of my mercy open up. So look at this, what a great solution Allah has given to us. That Allah Ta'ala accepts a person's request. Now look here, Shaitan, wretched Shaitan, he is the worst in the whole universe that he has destroyed everyone else, he's destroyed himself. When he, Shaitan, did his action, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he punished him, then he did a very big action because he knew he had knowledge. He had everything. He was an arif. He was an arif. Arif is a person who recognizes, who knows Allah. So he knew Allah. He knew Allah very well. And he knew that Allah Ta'ala, Allah's attributes of acceptance, he knew that. He was aware of Allah Ta'ala's attribute of accepting, granting. So immediately at that time when he was being expelled, he did a dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala, give me a chance then, give me an opportunity, that these enemies due to whom I'm being expelled, that give me an opportunity, a chance to fight with them. Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua, granted it. Allah gave him that chance, the opportunity. So brothers, we are people of iman, faith, and Allah Ta'ala said to us that will our du'as not be accepted then if he's told us they will be? Such a great solution, such a great weapon, such a great asset, such a great tool that Allah Ta'ala, ni'mah, treasure Allah has given to us. There's no restriction, no obstacle. Today, Allah says, doesn't matter what difficulties, problems, issues arise, whatever you need, let them come to you. Allah says, fine. Shaitan, if he can get his dua and request accepted, will our duas not be accepted? But Shaitan, he's made another enmity with us, isn't it? On top of that. Yeah, he's made an enmity with us. Clash to us. He has removed our yaqeen in dua, certainty in our hearts. He creates waswasa. That heart, the hands are raised. We're asking, the hands are raised. But our mind and effort is somewhere else. We are seeking other means, resources, dua. Remember my point. Dua is not accepted verbally from the tongue. Who said to you that waggle your tongue? Dua, when you do dua, it's not from the tongue. Where's the dua requested from? The heart. From the heart. That at least make dua from the heart. Raise the hands of the heart to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hands are raised and our thoughts, oh no, yaar. If I do this, then that will solve this. I don't know if this dua is going to be accepted or not. This is how much our weakness. I don't know if my dua, my request is going to be accepted. Our hands are raised at that time. At the same time, and we don't know what we're asking for, what we're requesting. We're not aware. We're not conscious. The rest we'll give to other people. After Fard Salah, we do dua. And we don't ask dua self. Or leave it to other people. Or he'll do the dua at that time. What a big negligence. Foolish person, think about it. Such a great asset Allah has given to us, tool. And we're still in difficulty, problems, we're still upset. Still our circumstances down, or still distress in our rizq and children problems and issues. So the reason is this, that shaitan has created the waswasa. And he has decreased our certainty in faith. If with yaqeen, Allah said, I'll give to you. If we raise our hands with certainty, then what will happen? Allah will give that thing that that person desires. Exactly and beyond. And beyond. Allah will give that, whatever he desires. He won't give what you want. He will give what he desires. Because Allah knows that your desire is low and wretched. I am Rabb. He's created a connection with me. Allah says, I'm the king of the kings. What does he know? What he's asking for is dust and soil. I'll give him a diamond in replacement of that. Diamond. What a bargain and a transaction. That whatever he's asking from me, or this, I just want this, or this, I want this to happen, that to happen. Allah says, no, I'll give. Allah's promise, he gives. But Allah says, how will I give? What I want to give. What he, Allah, wants to give. And this is a big, big result. If we had faith and certainty that Allah gives, then whatever Allah Ta'ala gives, alhamdulillah, you should be so happy, that human being. Why? Because it's Allah's hikmah, that what you wanted, foolish person, there was a loss for you in that. There was a loss for you in that. So what you were asking for wasn't good for you. It didn't suit you. But you thought that, yeah, I'll get this, I want to succeed. Oh, this should happen for me. No way it shouldn't happen for me. And this is our desire in our hearts, isn't it? How did this come? Because shaitan developed these thoughts and methodologies, and we have less yaqeen Allah. Shaitan developed this way of thinking, ideology, that destroy them. That don't leave them at all. Destroy them. And such a big barrier I've created between them, and see what the hell becomes. Because it's obvious now that we won't ask from Allah, then what will we do? We'll try ourselves, haram, bad and fasad, and ask not what will happen then. Haram is jais, this is fine, that's fine, this is okay, we're forced to do this, what can we do? Totally, he says that, this is what I want. And whoever has yaqeen and asks straight from Allah, Allah will definitely give to that person. For sure. And if he accepts that, Allah's. Alhamdulillah, Allah's given to me. And this from Allah. And that thing, those things that I explained to you, that whatever Allah gives, imagine how much barakah there will be in what Allah gives. Yes, how many ni'mas, treasures Allah says, I'm giving to you. Tell me. So brothers, the point is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door is open for us, to us. His door is open. And Allah's hikmah is there, present, wisdom. So if He gives with His preference and what He likes, that's good. Anything can come to them. Yes, there's a time factor, and Allah's hikmah is in that. If there's a delay factor, is Allah's hikmah in that? Allah will give definitely. Our yaqeen should be 100%. Because Allah says clearly in the Quran that if there's a delay in what you want, don't be distressed. Don't be upset. Rather in that, more Allah's fadl and grace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give for sure. But by delaying the benefit is that you are getting, you're put into the test of sabr. An extreme reward of akhirah Allah will start to give to you. There are examples in the Quran that for years, Anbiya, their prophets, for years their du'as weren't accepted. For years, visibly. So this is also Allah Ta'ala's test and challenge. And Allah says, let me test how much yaqeen he has in his Rabb. Oh, we're scared. This many days I've done du'a, nothing we've attained. What should we do now? Oh, we'll have to do something wrong now. We're forced to do it. We've done du'a. I have to do my hisab now. Oh, from this method. And then we do actions. Never. Never. Unless that whoever I put my request forward to, my Lord, alhamdulillah, my request has arrived to his court. And now I'm just waiting that whatever suitable time I will attain that. In a good time, Allah will give that. So in that, if there's time and space, days are passing, let them pass. Why? Because we're in the waiting that whatever Allah will give, he'll give the greatest thing, the best thing. Yes, if you have no sabr, patience, then there's a challenge here. Allah say, oh, he doesn't have yaqeen in me. He's jumping up and down. Or he's scared. Or he's become afraid. But I ask every moment. The more you ask, the more the darajat will increase. So a new door then Allah Ta'ala opens for that insan, for his needs. But then your dua then hasn't gone empty-handed, has it? So another kamal, subhanAllah, Allah's Nabi has told us another great thing here, another learning for us. The 100% the dua is accepted. And on top of that, great, great rewards in following the sunnah of Rasulullah, great azeem sunnah. Hazrat Abdullah bin Safwan, Sahabi, he was the son-in-law of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, great Sahabi. And he was given the title from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, great Sahabi, Darvish, and Abid and Zahid, Ajib, unique maqam amongst the Sahaba, the companions. And his wife was also like this, Zahida, Abida, high status. So his son-in-law, Hazrat Abdullah bin Safwan, he went to meet his in-laws like we do. And as Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he had gone out to the bazaar marketplace. So there his mother-in-law was at home. And during the discussion, the mother-in-law asked him that, are you going on Hajj this year? Do you have intention of going to Hajj? And he replied, yes, I have an intention to go to Hajj. She said, is it? So when you go to Hajj, for us, do dua for goodness. And for us, do duas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair, for good. And then, she said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that if any person, any man, for his brother, in his absence does dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dua definitely accepts that dua that's done in the absence of that person. Oh, he was extremely happy. Yes, that if you do dua for any brother, sister, in their absence, definitely 100% that dua will be accepted for that person. If you do dua for a person, away from them, for them. I remember, my Hazrat Sahab, I remember the writing one of his letters. Hazrat Sahab wrote me a letter on one occasion, that for me, do dua for this, this and this. There were some challenges, you could say, Hazrat Sahab's challenges. So obviously, Hazrat Sahab's instruction for me was minor, but the path was opening for me. Definitely there was some barakat there. And then Hazrat Sahab, after writing this, then wrote this hadith to me, that whenever a Muslim brother for another person does dua in the absence, then definitely that dua is accepted. And what was the benefit for me? Extreme benefit for me as well on top of that. Look at that. What's the benefit? And who is doing the narration of this hadith? She said that what happens? That dua is definitely accepted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that individual, assigns an angel to that individual. And that angel, that when he does dua, the person who is doing dua, in the absence of that brother or sister, then that angel does ameen on that dua and says on top of that, that Allah ta'ala, just like he is doing dua for the betterment of that third party, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give all that goodness and betterment to this person who's making the dua. What a great benefit for that person who's making the dua. And this is 100% guarantee. In Bukhari, Hazrat Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu has also narrated this hadith that when a person does dua in the absence of another person, for a person in their absence, then Allah ta'ala accepts it. And that individual who's doing the dua, Allah also gives to that person whatever he's asking. So he left to confirm. As Abu Darda came, he said, I've heard this hadith just now from my mother-in-law, respected mother-in-law. And what do you say about this? He said, yes, this is a confirmed hadith. I know this hadith myself. This is exactly so. So now in this, we see that what a great learning. What a great message. That whatever we want to get for our needs, whatever distress and problems we want to solve in the world, wherever, or if we want some difficulty or problem to evaporate, then there's a great method that's been told to us, that what should you do? That do dua for another brother of yours. That I want a house, what should I say? That obviously the angel will do dua for me. So what do I need to do? That Allah, who needs a house around me? Start doing dua for that person. Ya Allah, give a house for that person. Ya Allah, give a house for that person. What a great solution. Allah's Nabi has given us a great solution of asking, of how to ask and attain. What a beautiful learning. And how many wisdoms there are in this to attain that. First point to learn here, hikmah, is that dua is ibadah, worship. So when you do dua for another brother, then you're doing ibadah. So you get the reward of worship. Point number two, learning number two. What's the second reward? Is khair. That you, for your brother or sister, are requesting goodness, betterment. You are assisting them in their difficulty. You're doing dua to them, to Allah. So there's a great reward in that as well, separately. Third point, third learning. So number one, you get the thawab of ibadah. You get the number two, the thawab of asking for goodness for somebody else. And third learning is that the dua has been accepted. So whatever dua you make for that person, for good, when that good thing will be attained by that person, when he does that, then you also will be included in that thawab for that person. Yeah. So for example, if you do dua for a person to attain a shop, if his shop is running nicely, smoothly, then you're also getting the stamp, you're getting the reward as well at the same time in parallel. If you've done dua for a third party for his marriage and he gets married, then mashallah, you also are getting the reward for that. It's accrued in your statement. But this is a dangerous dua. That you won't do dua for someone to get married because you want also to get married. Oh, that's a bit of a dangerous one, that example. So don't say that you're going to do dua for somebody else to get married so that you can also get married. No, that's a separate example. So brothers, whatever you want to ask for, start asking for another person. Number one, you get reward of thawab, you get reward of asking for goodness for someone. And third, Musnad confirmed, you'll start getting the reward as long as that person's goodness is continuing, you'll get that. And the fourth is totally thawab. What is that? Alhamdulillah. You also will start getting all that goodness that you asked for the other person. Say Subhanallah. So this is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the hikmah of this beyond that. The hikmah, the genuine hikmah here. Allah's Nabi, so in reality, He wanted to give us a cure as well. So look at in one dua, what is the cure? After all of this that we've discussed, that person you're doing dua for, we're just doing dua for him. Oh, he's my uncle, he's my mama, he's upset, or he's my relative or friend. That's fine. But, if you do dua for such a person who you don't like at all, who you dislike, who's pestering you, who is distressing you, who is your enemy. And if for that person you raise your hands, then a great achievement, mashallah, great achievement, a beautiful cure indeed. Tazkiyah complete of your heart has been attained. Why? Because the anger will come out of you, the envy will come out of you, the malice will come out of you, the revenge will come out of you, the anger will come out of you. All of the negative dirt will come out of you and you will do dua for that person. So when for an enemy, if you have an enemy and he's pestered you, distressed you, and you raise your hands and say, Allah, Ya Allah, allow his, for example, business for this to happen. Obviously dua will be accepted. For example, if you do dua in the absence, then you'll get that anyway. That Allah, please solve all his issues. Ya Allah, his disobedient children, make them obedient, make them the coolness of his eyes. Then what will happen is then, you're doing dua. You have to do this dua for the enemy. Allah allow his shop to prosper. Then a beautiful, your own tazkiyah will take place. Your rectification, purification. How? What a great cure Allah has given. So my brothers, dua is a great action. What we should do, what we need to do, such great reward, such great factors, such great learnings in this, such great hikmas, and a great cure for the heart. Yes, if your malice doesn't come out of your heart, the anger is not coming out, your anger is not getting cool. And people explain to you, it's all right, forgive him, or leave him. Never will it come out. If a little bit of a scratch will remain in your heart, and the most of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes a thing, most of all, is that in your heart you have malice against another person. In your heart you have hatred for another person. In your heart you have hasad for another person. Such hearts, Allah doesn't accept those hearts. They're studying salah, they're doing sujood, they're doing hajj. But in the hearts, Allah Ta'ala says that the effect of nothing comes into the heart. So for that, Allah Ta'ala says tazkiyah is the biggest solution. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu who came, he was introduced, وَيُعَلِّمْهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. That he said that this is my real function, objective. He said all the Anbiya alayhi salam who came, they came to the world for this function, Islah, Ikhlaq, teaching manners, conduct, rectification. And he's the Imam of the Anbiya. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when he rectified, improved the akhlaq, then high level of akhlaq that he developed, what great human beings he developed within his generation and era. So for the ummah, he left this learning and teaching. So if we have enmity, malice is not coming out, hatred is not coming out, bad stay, upset with that person, angry with that person, and bad circumstances, and lots of sins a person commits, then in that process immediately says, Allah, how can I get rid of this state I'm in? Immediately start doing dua for that person. Ya Allah, he needs children. Allah, I do dua for his children. Allah, he has a distress, difficulty. Allah, from my heart I do dua. Allah, take away his difficulty. Immediately your heart will be revived, all your darajat will be elevated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's marifah and qurb and nearness you'll attain. The thousands of ibadah through that maybe you can't attain, but for an enemy you do dua, you get more thawab than 1,000 hajj. That's for that reason Allah stated that when I give tawfiq for somebody to do dua, that Allah says, I open my doors of my mercy. But we are miserly, stingy. After Fard Salah, Allah says, du'as are accepted. After Fard Salah, raise your hands and ask, or just ask in your heart silently, the du'a is accepted. But we don't do dua. We don't do dua. We don't feel like doing dua. The distress is there, the issues are there, the problems are there. We say, oh, it's not going to be accepted. Allah is saying the dua will be accepted. That at least you'll get the thawab for the ibadah. You'll get the thawab for sabr. You'll get the thawab for waiting. Or will you not get the thawab for these things? Tell me. So Allah will definitely give. Alhamdulillah, He will give. It's His promise. Health, distress, sickness, problems, difficulties, whatever. Ask. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to do this. Such great, great, beautiful points Allah Ta'ala has given to us on top of our iman, but we are wasteful and we forget these things. So inshallah, from today, let's make a habit that for ourselves we do dua, and most of all, first of all, we do dua for those people who have a need, who are more in need. May Allah Ta'ala automatically will also fulfill our needs. Recite the routine.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين سيحوي وسيد الحبيب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وخاتم المؤمنين وذرياته وعلى بيته وصلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما دائما نعودا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وحصلنا وجدنا خطونا عملنا كل صادق اللهم اغفر لنا وانت ما خلت وما اسررت وعلمت وانت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر ولا اله الا انت لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفور يا رب العالمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا قاضي الحاجات اقطع حياتنا يا دافئ البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا اللهم عافنا في بدنه اللهم عافنا في سمعه اللهم عافنا في بصره لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے ربنا قم سيدنا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا مشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.